Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, friends. This is Lynette. Thanks for joining us today. Today, we are going to talk about the opportunities that come in the middle of change. I'll never forget the day, 7 months into my husband's deployment to Iraq, when he called and said, "Plans have changed. We've been extended 2 more weeks." I was devastated. My kids, ages 4 through 11, were devastated, and as the only adult, I had to choose how to communicate my sadness to 4 kids who had been anticipating their dad's homecoming. My attitude would determine their view of how I supported my husband and the life that we were all embracing together. Yet again, a couple years later, he called to say that his Westpac deployment had changed from 6 to 8 months. Little did I fully understand when we entered the Navy 18 years ago that change was not only a possibility, but rather an expected reality of Navy life. After multiple times of lamenting plans that could never come to fruition, missed birthdays, holidays, and any number of sports events and family gatherings, I finally made the decision to embrace a life full of change, lament what would not be, and look for opportunities hidden within. To be clear, I have in no way mastered this, but just making that decision has brought about contentment and joy that I would have otherwise missed. Opportunity almost always exists within change. It's just a matter of whether or not we decide to have eyes to see it. Having an attitude that embraces change as an opportunity has brought about some awesome adventures. Due to changes in orders, my husband was here to celebrate our 20th anniversary, which entailed dropping off our son for college in Phoenix. Not an ideal anniversary location. But getting to spend that momentous day with our son was precious. Then a year later, due to further changes in orders, we got to connect halfway around the world and spend our 21st anniversary enjoying the beauty of Bali. Oh, what a gift. One of the most exhausting parts of change occurs when the changes pile up. It's not that hard to prepare for a single change, but one on top of the next? Circumstances changed where we were going to live 3 different times when we were moving back to San Diego County. Yet again, God had a plan, and the final change landed us walking distance from Emmanuel Faith. During this COVID season, one of my favorite passages of Scripture has been Isaiah 43:18-19. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do, for I am about to do something new. See? I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. God is not saying, forget all that, because he really wants the Israelites to forget his faithfulness in the past. In fact, he just spent 17 verses reminding them. No, he's saying that what is to come is so glorious that the past will pale in comparison. The opportunities are endless. Change is hard, and it requires lament. But once we have grieved what isn't, we then get to choose to look for and celebrate the opportunities God is presenting in the future of what is. Pray with me. God, we thank you for the opportunities that we have in the middle of change. We ask that you give us eyes to see those things, to be willing to grieve what isn't, and then celebrate the work that you are doing. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.